And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, we began a study of the sovereign will of God. That aspect of God's will can be seen in passages such as Ephesians 1 verse 11, where Paul spoke of God as one who works all things according to the counsel of His will. And in Job 42 verse 2, where Job affirmed, "I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you." When it comes to the matter of God's sovereign will, everything fits together exactly as it should because God's sovereign will is His own doing. Additionally, because God is all-powerful, He can do whatever He wants. As the psalmist made clear when he wrote, "Our God is in heaven. He does whatever He pleases," Psalm 115 verse 3. Or, as Job said of God, "He stands alone. Who can dissuade Him? What He desires, that He does," Job 23, verse 13. Humans cannot alter God's sovereign will. The Apostle Paul asked in Romans 9, verses 19 through 20, "Who has resisted His will? Indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, 'Why have you made me like this?' Does not the potter have power over the clay, from the same lump to make one vessel of honor and another of dishonor? Nor can we disrupt, stop, or avoid the consequences of God's will. The prophet Isaiah wrote, 'The Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back?'" Isaiah 14, verse 27. In fact, through Isaiah, God Himself said, "There is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it?" Isaiah 43, verse 13. Or as Paul wrote in Romans 11, 29, "The gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Nothing happens over which God is not in ultimate control. Similarly, nothing can defeat God as He carries out His sovereign will, because nothing is too difficult for Him to accomplish. God asked Abraham, 'Is anything too hard for the Lord?'" Genesis 18, verse 14. Jeremiah wrote, "There is nothing too hard for you." Jeremiah 32, verse 17. God will achieve His purpose because He is sovereign.